SBS Radio.
In 2008, Malkalaifa left Melbourne for Israel in the middle of the night when the allegations against her surfaced. The former principal of the Adas Israel School, an Orthodox Jewish girls' school, was accused of inappropriate conduct with students. Victoria police ultimately charged Laifa with 74 counts of child sexual assault. This triggered Australia's extradition request to Israel in 2012, which led to Laifa's arrest in 2014. In the 5 years since then, there have been 58 court hearings which have heard arguments from Laifa's lawyers resisting attempts at extradition due to ill health. One of the survivors of the alleged abuse by Laifa, Nicole Meyer, says she's devastated by the decision by an Israeli court to grant Laifa bail.
My sisters and I were extremely shocked. We sat there unable to actually process this is what we were hearing after 58th court hearing. It just did not make sense. We were still recovering from last Monday's court hearing and the disappointment and the letdown. And this was just another blow to the diminishing hope that we are having in the justice system in Israel.
Last week, a Jerusalem District Court judge refused to make a ruling on whether Laifa is mentally fit for extradition. The judge instead ordered a panel of psychiatrists to submit a final report on the issue by December 10. Questions about the veracity of Laifa's ill health claims were raised in August, after Israeli police recommended the indictment of Israel's deputy health minister. On suspicion, he tried to pressure court-appointed psychiatrists to support Laifa's mental illness claims. The 52-year-old has been detained in an Israeli prison since February last year, when private investigators obtained a video of her shopping and socialising, contradicting her defence lawyer's submission that she was catatonic and housebound. Pending an appeal, Laifa would be released on bail on Friday to live under house arrest at her sister's residence near Tel Aviv. She would be under the supervision of five ultra-Orthodox Jewish women. A lawyer for Malkalaifa, Yehuda Fried, says he does not see the extradition process succeeding.
The court decided to release Laifa to house arrest. It means that most probably she will not be extradited to Australia because she was found insane and other assessments were not proven in court. Therefore, the legal situation is that first she'll go to house arrest and then most likely she'll be finally released and the extradition process will stop.
Manny Wax is the founder of an Israel-based organisation against child sex abuse in the global Jewish community, Kolvoz. He says bail is inappropriate.
From our perspective, this is a travesty of justice. Malkalaifa's place is either in jail, where she has been since February 2018, or in a medical facility where she will be able to receive the best possible medical care so that we can ensure that she recuperates to a degree that well enough so that she can face justice, if indeed she's not faking.
In a statement, the president of the Zionist Federation of Australia, Jeremy Leibler, says the court decision is outrageous and he hopes it's overturned on appeal.
We're outraged by the latest development. With all that we know and all that's happened already, it's beyond belief that the court would grant bail. We stand in solidarity with the survivors of her abuse and hope that this decision will be overturned on appeal.
On Twitter, former Liberal Premier of Victoria, Ted Baillieu, described the court decision as a disgrace for justice. He urged the Prime Minister and Foreign Minister to use the bilateral extradition treaty arrangement to escalate the issue. Prosecutors will have a choice to appeal the bail decision on Friday. Nicole Meyer says she's hoping for the best.
And we are very, very, very strongly worried about what's going to go on. Whichever judge in the Supreme Court takes that stand, reads all the reports and realises she is indeed a massive flight risk and does not bail her. So we are hanging on to that thread that she will not be bailed. If she does, I can't yet think beyond that point because I believe that would actually be the end.
Listeners seeking mental health support can contact Lifeline 24 hours a day online and on 13 11 14. Other services include the National Sexual Assault Counselling Support Service 1800 RESPECT. Thiwa Kwan, SBS News.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.